In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now watch this. There's a stirring in the house already. So my brief assignment is to give perspective to what God is doing, and then we can press a little bit further. It will be good that you listen. It will be good that you listen. When God becomes intentional, listen, listen, listen. If someone is still praying around you, it's a good time to touch them so that they can listen. The praying man understands that when he arrives in that place called prayer, I said so in the morning, a prayer begins as an activity, but it matures in a place. And one of the things that we begin to experience in that spiritual place is the economy of the voice of God. He begins to speak, his sounds actually begins to define our realities. And that's what I'm going to communicate. When God becomes intentional about a people, he releases a sound, and that sound is actually a summons in the spirit. Listen to me. There is a way to respond when the sound is heard. It's that we come into redefinitions, and I'm about to redefine prayers. Help us. Help us. A day came in the life of Israel that God became very intentional about territories, and a summons was released in the spirit because there was no host for that which God wanted to send. What sound was released, nobody knew, but the sound redefined prayer for a certain woman called Hannah. Stay with me. She had cravings, she had desires. She had found out that her position in her husband's house was going to be lost, except she secured a child from God. And so she came year after year, like some of us go from meetings to meetings, trying to receive something from God that will make us stand out. When she heard that summons, her definition of prayer changed. That which she craved became the lamp on the altar. It was, give me a son. It was, give me a son so that I can answer Pelina. But in this new day, it was, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. I know you came with cravings tonight. I can feel it in the spirit. People want to really draw into God. But I'm saying that one of the gates that opens, or the realities that opens to us when we come into the corridors of intimacy, is that we can trade that thing that we desire. This son will not be about me. He will not grow old in my house. He will not be the answer that I seek. This son will be the answer that you seek. We are in a day of shifting priesthoods. And if God will secure our territory, like I said to us, a Samuel company must come. But there is a posture that precedes the Samuel company. It's that intercession will cease to be utterances in prayers. It will become a life where when you receive from God, it can go back to the altar. As we sang, people pray for many reasons. Can you lay those things that you seriously crave for? Can you put them back on the altar? A selfless people are the ones that herald the coming of the Samuel company. I will not speak too much because God is already in the house. When I walked past you the other time, I felt heat. It was like a pillar. It means that there's an entity here that we cannot see. But his strength is in the ability to burn. There's an entity here. His strength is in the ability to burn. When I walk past that entity two or three times, I heard the number 50. And I perceive that God will house this new intercessory grace in 50 vessels. You don't need to pray. You don't need to pray. In 50 vessels. Inside and outside. Inside and outside. From my right to my left. Holy Spirit, help me find these 50 vessels that will embody this reality for the territory. His hand is upon us already. His hand is upon us already. His hand is upon us. 50, 50, 50. Master, I ask that at the count of 7, you intensify your touch across the building. 50, 50, 50. Help me now, Holy Spirit. 1, 2, inside and outside. 3, Holy Ghost. 4, yes, 5, 6, and 7. Cause your hand to come strongly upon those individuals that will be curators of this new prayer dimension. Come, 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 come. Holy Ghost, come, 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 come. Help us now, help us now, help us now. Help us now, help us now. Help us now. You said 50. I ask that you will perfect the numbering. You will perfect the numbering. Another wave is upon the house. Another wave is upon the house. Another wave is upon the house. The hand of the Lord begins to descend upon his people. He packages that grace as an anointing. As an anointing. As an anointing. As an anointing. To those who are outside, cause men to embody this new dimension of prayer. Where they are willing to offer back to you that which they receive in prayers. Men who understand sacrifice as the key to secure what you want to do. Reto bakabreketele renti kabarakatabas raike kamahatoas katele bosa in sakatele kamrekske bohas taina swata rekta bahika bayateza. Repezevance sutele kaza razei saita yatas ratizo tatapa revele kita in maskopa tabaskeya ipaske toza kabarasta hai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can turn it down. You can turn it down. There was a sight I saw when you began to minister. It was a harp. The impression left my spirit, but God is bringing back the impression. You are a gate in the spirit. I see 1. I see 2. I see 3. I see 4. I see 5. I see 6. There are 6 minstrels in your order that God will anoint now. I ask, O Lord, that wherever these 6 are, vessels that will be subjected to the makings of those who will house these anointings, let these 6 apps descend. Let them descend. Let them descend. Help me, ushers, you help me find the 6 of them. You will lay hands on them. That's 1. Help me find them. Let these halves descend inside and outside, inside and outside, inside and outside, inside and outside. Let the halves descend upon the 6. Let it descend upon the 6. Upon the 6. That minstrels, after this new order in the spirit will emerge. Preserve a new sound in the territory. troubles. Please, sir, help me. Just lay hands on them. Just lay hands on them. Help him identify the six. What God is doing is installing a sound instrument in their spirit. Every time the chords on that instrument is played, when they open their mouths, they will birth the sounds of heaven. When you are there, 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 we preserve a sound in the territory. We preserve a sound in the territory. Some of you are not good enough for a choir. Some of you are not good enough for a choir. But the hand of the Lord is upon you.
When you are there, when you are there,
when you are there.
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
Lord, I ask for clearance that your people will hear you again tonight. There are five young ladies. Listen to me. Listen, listen. There are five young ladies down this section. Five of you are here. What the Lord is showing me is that you came because there is there's one extra one there. You came with all kinds of warfare situations in your families. Right now, God puts a sword in your hand. You will begin to feel your right hand begin to vibrate at the count of five. Now help me find the five of them. Put a sword in their hand. And the sixth, Holy Ghost, right now, help me. If you find them, bring them to me, because the hand of the Lord is coming upon them. Those hands are coming into strong vibrations. There is a sword in your hand. What you ran away from, you will come back and overcome, saith the Lord. Come. Bring them, bring them, bring them.
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there. You are there, when you are there,
bring up,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Santa Paparia.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Now don't be distracted. Let me just tell a story. And then I step out of your face. Be seated if you can. Ah. If they can stand, help them up so that they go back to their seats. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, those three young ladies, there are three young ladies. The Lord is saying to me, you have eyes in the spirit. You have eyes. But the three of you are currently fighting very strong battles with the spirit of lust. You have eyes. You were ordained to be seers, but your visions are being corrupted because of your battles with lust. Now, wherever you are, the hand of the Lord will come upon you and will break you free. It's going to come with gentle expressions, but you are literally going to feel something walk out of you. Two of you are going to have the experience of coldness right now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Please, if you are part of the group where I want you to see pastor after this meeting, you can give me a report. There are three of you. There are three of you. You know that you are seers. But help me now, Holy Spirit. Please help me attend to her then, so that we can move forward. There are three of such. You have eyes. But your battles with the spirit of lust is over now. It's over now. The day will not break with it. It's over now. God is interested. Stay with me. Let me tell us a quick story from scriptures. And then God's servant can progress. Can we celebrate my brother? It's good to meet you, Pastor. I heard your name first. I think I saw the poster first. There's a meeting with Papa, right? So I saw the poster first and I was wondering, okay, does he preach? Does he sing? So on our way to over yesterday morning, I downloaded a few of your songs. So that I begin to fellowship with them. If Papa is coming for your meeting, it means you are part of the family. That's what it means. The Lord bless you, son. He advances you. He advances you. I began the discussion tonight on Friday, bringing to our understanding, for those who were not around, that man was not created as an entity of worship. Foundationally, we were not created for fellowship. Foundationally, we are created as kings. We are created for kingdom. And one of your most obvious expressions as a man is that you exhibit dominion. As such, if you do every other thing and in the realm where records are taken, you are found not to be one that functioned in dominion. You will not be called a man in that realm. I also made us understand that the nature of the spirit that we have embodied is a king spirit. And what it means is that he sponsors the reality of kingdom. As such, you begin to see it in town here. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying there are people in government, there are political leaders. It's not going to be a church thing. A day is upon us where the church will begin to generate influence. That's where I'm going to stop. That we will do things within our walls and it will touch the city. That's what God is doing. As the sound goes forth, the spirits that have been sent across our nation to release all kind of chaotic expressions that will be channeled through government to begin to shut down because a sound leaves the church. It's a new day. It's a new day. The waters are currently at your waist, so we have not seen the best of you. But you will bat people out of like your kind. It will be a new thing. They will not just sing like you. I've heard too many try to sing like you without your essence. A woman actually in giving birth to children produces two kinds of life. She gives birth to a body, but she also gives birth to a spirit. Because every baby that is born alive. That's the powers that women have, but you have that same power. Your sounds are the body. The spirit in them, the essence in them is the spirit. You will not only give back to those who can sing like you, but you will give back to those whose sounds will carry your essence. It's a new day for you. It's a new day. While where Israel is, the Lord is saying to me, I want to transit leadership, but I need a new kind of priesthood to usher them in. You must be aware of transitions and be a slave of alignment, because there is a kind of existence that befits every dispensation in God. Remember that in the wilderness there was a tabernacle and it had a priesthood. But in the day that Solomon built his own and they prayed, the glory came, and that wilderness priesthood could not come into the temple. They did not understand that something had been changed in the spirit. They had fellowship with the dimension of the glory. But a man had offered a sacrifice that no man had ever offered before. And he downloaded a weight of glory that had never been seen on the earth before. And that glory expelled the priesthood. Whatever you have been doing for God in this territory, understand that tonight is a night of change. If you don't adjust, irrelevance beckons on you. I want to preach, but it's putting utterances in my spirit. God looked around. If Eli failed, his son should be able to pick up. But God found out that the sons of Eli were even more corrupt than their father. Their father loved righteousness. His crime was that he did not hate iniquity. The sons actually, I'm giving you the picture of the Nigerian church. There are things I cannot say because I'm not old enough in the faith. But I'm saying that Eli loved righteousness, but he did not hate iniquity. Because his sons misbehaved, but his grace covered them. A day came when a sound came in the spirit. God began to look for another line of prophets. I cannot transit with these ones. It was in that day that a woman understood that the easiest way to meet your need is that your need becomes the need of God. She cried out in prayer to God and said, if you give me a son, let it be said that I gave birth to one, but you will own the child. And the Bible said that when that child was weaned, stay with me. When that child was weaned, it was returned to school under that failed priesthood. Am I plotting a map for any of you? What our generation does is that when you see disalignment, you always run. No. There were lessons that Samuel needed to hear, such as hearing God, because God had never appeared to him before. And so in the day that God called him, there was only one voice that he knew. It was the voice of the man that God had rejected. And God was going to put the prophetic utterance that will validate in the earth realm the rejection of Eli, not in the mouth of any other person. It will be in the mouth of this boy who was just learning how to hear God. There's a lot to learn from the progressions of Samuel, because if you don't sit in it well, you will not land on your throne. There's a way a man relates with a father who has failed. You need to learn from Samuel. The sound came, Samuel, Samuel, and he went to the only voice that spoke over his life. Father, you call me. He said, no. Go back to sleep. Many of you have heard the voice of God and you have gone to an interpreter. And what the interpreter told you was that God does not speak like that. Go back to sleep. I bring you word. When you hear such utterances, press into the spirit. A man is not hopeless in securing counsel from God until he becomes prayerless. You may not have the skill of interpreting your visions. If you stay long in prayer, you will bite it. We don't understand what waiting means. People say, sir, I had a vision last night. And when they wake up in the morning, they send the vision to me to interpret it. It's too early. If it's important, you can stay for 2 years. You stay there because what I always say is that it's the same route that you don't want to apply that I'm going to go through. I am going to seek God also. So let's seek Him together. That's why I was sharing with you that the people now dump dreams with us. And then when you remind the guy after 1 month that the dream that you said I should help you interpret, he says, which dream? Because the dream is not important to him. He's not pursuing it. If you come up with an answer, it's okay. If you never come up with an answer, he will never ask you again. May it not be that dream that defines your existence. Oh, you are not saying an amen. I shared with us on the first day, I'm a product. My being in ministry is the product of a dream. What if I had that dream and thought it was just one of those dreams? Did God ever speak to Joseph? It was not recorded once in scripture that God said to Joseph, Joseph had 2 dreams. He believed those dreams that they were the speakings of God to him. There was not once God spoke to him. What if he had felt that the dreams were just as a result of watching too many movies? His life will have had no essence. I'm saying, may you not look away from the dream that defines you. Hannah began to pray, and God visited her. The boy Samuel, finally, Eli factored it. I have experienced this sound before. God once spoke to me. When he comes, say, speak, thy servant heareth. When the boy Samuel spoke the counsel of God judging Eli, he began a journey in the prophetic. It was by his hands that the stopgap king was installed. What do I mean by stopgap king? By the utterances of Jacob, Benjamin was not supposed to produce a king. But because of the error of Judah and Israel demanding for a king before the 10th generation, God had to look for a king elsewhere. And that king, it was physical stature that was his qualification. It was the tallest in Israel. Now, you need to know all these things because it's a priesthood that we will operate in this season. It has weaknesses. Samuel saw that the king from Samuel was the tallest. So in the day he was going to pick the king from Judah, he used physical stature also. Broad chested. He's big. The Lord must have chosen this. But the transition is revealed when the utterance of the Lord was not, I did not choose him. It was, I have rejected him. It means there is what was yesterday. There is new right now. This same Samuel was the one who secretly anointed David as king. However, I found out that he was not just a prophet. He operated in territorial dimensions, and that's what I mean by the Samuel company. Because every time God gathers us together like this, there are things that we can receive that he gives to us. There are things that we cannot receive that he leaves hanging in the atmosphere. And there must be a company that can curate them until we mature to download them. Are you with me? So a link is going to be released, and my brother's song is going to be put there. That song is already there. You can store the link. If you do not have data, you cannot download it. It's there. There are things that God has given to a territory that it's wrong to begin to ask God give us again, because it's there. Until men or stature rise, who can click download and God trust them enough to allow the download to come? You know, there are pages online that if you click to validate that you are human, there's a code you put in. Some will even say, okay, log in using Facebook. That's how heaven works, because your cravings are not enough. Your heart is always weighed. And if your heart is wrong, what you crave for will not be given to you. I'm trying to summarize because I don't want to disturb the atmosphere. You opened so many things, that when we begin to interact again, you will see the hand of the Lord come on people without notifications. There were two events in the life of Samuel that qualified him to be captured, not amongst prophets in Hebrews chapter 11, but amongst warriors. And it was only once in his lifetime that scriptures recorded that he used a sword when he had to kill the king Agag himself, the king that Saul spared. So how do you place a man who operated only in priesthood, a man who operated only in the prophetic, how do you put him amongst warriors? I'm trying to bring out that reality because we are a prayer movement. It means that we operate in the areas of priesthood. We must know how to use what we have to secure the territory. 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7. It's a story I cannot read completely. Kai. For where you are is where I want. The things you do, I long to do. What you will, I will to say. Carry me on the wings of the wind. For where you are is where I want. The things you do, I long to do. What you see, I will to see. Carry me on the wings of the wind. Carry me. To the place where you are. Carry me. On the wings of the wind. Oh, carry me. Aya sevatora baskaviata. Hilama kobrande savasta bosta bahayata. Carry me to the place where you are. Carry me on the wings of the wind. Now we can't come in by effort. We ask for mercy. That we'll be born by the wings of the Spirit. Can we pray in tongues for 3 minutes? Anala suvela tote agazata ile kosa zabrata sika barato vigete mai pokayato skatiba lankrota dihata. Yes, we want to be light so that we can soar. Korande la kara dibadabaye kanos baita tama mile pratos kabaha pros entakrota ligai. Mekano sota konsa brati vilota boraske le kanro zatamantas beka vasanta kote la shikabata inte kaliza tama kroste para viteka sute kadales kabata kabara katele reka bahanto tatoza zate makopre kede. For it is not unto him that willeth, nor unto him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Now show us mercy and bear us into that place where you are. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me to the place where you are. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me on the wings of the wind. Thank you, Father. First Samuel chapter 7. Let's just have one verse. Verse 9. First Samuel chapter 7, verse 9. In telling my story, I've exposed to us the features of the Samuel company. They can grow in the midst of corruption, but they choose to stay pure. The Samuel company. Many of them were seeded to God. They were chosen not because they chose God. They were chosen because other people pushed them to God. Now, there are many amongst us that way. That we didn't choose him. A people cried, and then God picked you. Someone was summoned into a place in God, and the person said, if I cannot, then let my son. You strayed, but in that faraway land, you could not die. You wasted the virtues of God that you had. But others were wasted. You still came back home. You are the ones I'm speaking to. Because you cannot return and be like those who never left home. You must understand that God does not save just so that a man can be saved. He saves so that a man can become an asset to him. An asset, an asset, an asset. So that a man begins, by this new life, begins to live a life that advances the kingdom. I remember that when I was in Lagos and I ran into a lot of trouble with business, I came back home. That was when I settled in Obomoshu. And my biological father called me. I was owing 28 million on my 28th birthday. I was running the risk of being jailed. I actually slept in the cell already. And then my dad said, if you will come home, we will pay the bills. So they began to do some kind of out of court settlement, and they paid my bills. But I discovered that he never questioned me why I incurred that kind of debt. About 4 years later, I was home with my parents, so I decided to ask, why did you pay the bills? Why did you never ask me? Why did you go that way? He said, what I saw was not my son. Because if you were my son, I would have left you there. He said, what I saw was a brother in Christ. So do you pay bills for every brother in Christ? He said, the Lord gave me a glimpse of what you become. And in that day, I found out that there was no amount of money too great to redeem you. Many of you came, you were lost. He came over mountains. We will live differently after this meeting. Because many of you are not supposed to be here. There were shadows that he lit up. There were mountains that he climbed in the day that he came after you. He was very intentional. You looked around in the family and you found out that no one feels the tug of God upon them. I'm the only one in my clan. Every other person is living a wasted life. It's not working, but I'm still here. That was Samuel. The propensity to compromise was there every day. This adopted brothers of his slept with anything that came to the temple. They took out of everything that came to the temple. But he stayed pure. He chose to stand apart, probably because he found out that there was something specific about him. He was not just going to be a man. He was going to open a path in the spirit. In the day that he came into priesthood, Israel was bedeviled by the Philistines. And in 1 Samuel chapter 7, the Bible speaks to us that a day came when Israel was summoned to come to a sacrifice. When people approach sacrifices, they don't come with swords, they don't come with spears. The tool with which they transact sacrifices is a contrite heart. So a man is most vulnerable in the days that he offers sacrifices. As they gathered, scripture says the Philistines summoned themselves and said, now they go to sacrifice. Let us meet them there and wipe them out. Unfortunately, they did not know that the man who was to offer the sacrifice was not only a priest, he was a warrior priest. He had mastered how to appease God by offering sacrifices. But there were dimensions that his sacrifices could pull down. Verse 9. The Bible said, and Samuel took a suckling lamb. The Samuel company knows what to offer in the day of adversity. I found out that many people pray, but they don't understand timings, even in prayers. So we don't know what to pray. There are songs that people sing, and they do not understand that the seasons of relevance of those songs have passed. Understand me. Scripture says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. It means if God spoke something to you 30 years ago, it's still as fresh as today. However, because the introduction of the Spirit of God to us in Genesis chapter 1 was not as the speaking spirit. He was introduced to us as the moving spirit. It means his predominant, his most notable expression is not sound, is movement. So in the day that you want to trap what he's doing now, it will not first be a sound that you will listen to. You must be able to understand how he moves. Let me show you what I'm saying. Come, Kingston. Come, my brother. Come. If I'm taking a walk, come and stand to me. If I'm taking a walk across the stage, and I say to you, when you see Kingsley, wait. So, let's keep walking. What it means, when you see him, you stop walking. That's what happens. If I tell you here, when you see Kingsley, stop. Now stop. You stop. That utterance is relevant to create a meeting. If he moved when I spoke to him, come back. If I say, when you see Kingsley, stop, and you wait, and I come here, what happens to you when you start to move? Move. So you see Kingsley, you stop, but you will never meet me again. The utterance was right, but the time of movement was late. So I had passed him before he got there. People live their lives like this, saying that they are obeying God. God told me to stop when I see Kingsley. The problem is that God had passed. So it's still God's word. But it's not a now word. That is why man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds its present continuous. It means you must find what God is saying in the now. If not, you will still be standing on his utterances, but it will not have relevance positionally. There are songs to sing. God bless you. There are prayers to pray. There are sacrifices to give. And in the Nigerian church, we have marketed financial sacrifices a lot. But money is weak. Because if you give it, you can have it back. What will move heaven now is what you give that you cannot find again. Men can give their life. Men can give money. Few can give their lives. When we were young and they told us to go for evangelism, some old men in church will say, no, all of us cannot go. That those who cannot go can use their money to send those who will go. Now, it was because they were not interested, but they felt that there was something they could give in exchange for their lives. Money is weak. He didn't take a calf. That's what I'm saying. He didn't take turtle doves. The Bible said he took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel. One of the signs in the day of adversity for the Samuel company is that they are not at risk. He didn't cry for himself. What was coming was not going to take Samuel out. Are you with me? What was coming was not going to affect him. If you cry famine, he will not experience it. If you cry hearts, man, he has escaped it. The Bible said he cried out for Israel. Run the next verse. Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered. The response of his offering was that God thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcame before Israel. I am saying to us that a day is upon us where even our land borders will be preserved, not by physical military men, but by a Samuel company that understands how to guard territories. They have understood the way of the Spirit. They know what sound to release. They know what sacrifices to offer. What animals to take. What possessions to give up. That's what God is raising. That's why I spoke about the way of death. Because if you have not learned that way, you will not be able to live a life of sacrifice. And I announced to us yesterday that the priest in the New Testament is the same with the sacrifice. What you offer is yourself. Many lands have been ravaged because men with the strength of Samuel are lacking. It was not a congregational prayer that discomfited the Philistines. It was one man. Oh, that God will find a few amongst us with stature, that one man's sacrifice will be the redemption of a whole nation. The hashtag is we shall be men. We need to create another one. We really don't need numbers. It's as though as more people came in, we became weaker. In the days that we were few, we were more serious. They didn't have food sharing problems until they became many in Acts of the Apostles. Some people joined them, the murmuring started. When they were 120, they were serious. I'm not saying we'll not be plenty, but our being plenty must be a particular kind. A kind that does not weaken the company. There's a day of plenty, because I'm going to show you Samuel in a season of plenty. The call for the Samuel company is for men who will stand on behalf of the territory. They don't have to offer the sacrifice in the open. And what you do in the corner of your room becomes a regulator in the spirit. When you say no to death, I think they found the first case of the coronavirus in Africa. Egypt or so. 2-3 days ago. I was reading online the utterances of Archbishop Duncan Williams. He raised up his hand just like he did in the days of Ebola. Because the movements of Ebola in the day that it came was strange in Africa. Most of the nations on the coast, the western coast of Africa, were affected. It traveled from nation to nation. It jumped Ghana and took the other nation on the other side and continued to ravage them. So he showed up again and announced that that beast called the coronavirus will not touch ground in Ghana They build a bloodline round the nation. If it reaches one edge, it jumps and it will not touch down here. We need men who will not just say that, but whose stature can back that reality. My instruction is, we cannot stop too soon. We don't look like what we are called to be. I know you pray long. I know you have fasted long. But there are pictures in scriptures. Just like one man died, Jesus the Christ. And in the day of his death, he died as the redemption of others. There is a price that you will pay in his likeness that will quench things across the territory. I'm announcing to people who will own things in the spirit. Ladies who will own the young ladies. That in my days, corruption will not come to these ones. I'm trusting God for minstrels who will own sound men across the territory. That with my sacrifice, with my life, they will be preserved from corruption. I'm speaking to those who will guard the angelic experiences. And say, because of what I have touched in God, no one will stray in that realm. I'm speaking of the rise of the guidance and the protectors of sound doctrine. That as long as I'm alive, the spirits of error will not cross these boundaries. That's what God is waiting for. A day came beyond this day. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, that David was anointed. And the one who sat on the throne, that gap king, decided to go after his life. One of the signs that we have become the Samuel camp is that kings that are threatened will run in our direction. I know what we see now is men who are anointed and need money, who run around the corridors of power. But if we labor right, a day will come when men who are in power will begin to visit our corridors again. And we will not, because of the substances that they have, compromise the utterances of God. We will speak the word of God fearlessly to them, because we are secured. The Bible said that Saul was after the life of David, and David could not run to any other place. The Bible said he ran to Ramah. When he got to Ramah, Samuel took him along, and then they moved to Naioth. The Lord began to speak to me that just like Eden was a nursery, he again will begin to birth nurseries across territories. Places where the presence of God will be strong. Places where men will be empowered to release the influences of God like bandwidth. That if you come close to them, you become them. You were just passing. You just heard them praying. You have never prayed in the last 3 months. But what they are doing comes upon you. And then you are numbered with them. The things that I say within the next 12 months will begin to happen. Because God will begin to invade all these centers where much prayer is happening. He will give us a change of heart that our cravings die. And then he will begin to download his own desires. We will not do much of evangelism walking around. We will create an influence that draws men. I have seen pictures in the spirit. And that's why I waste my life traveling around. The realities have been apprehended, so we are sure they will happen. Unfortunately, they don't have names to them. There are things that the Lord shows me, and I don't come out excited. I beg him. I beg him that in the day that he will begin to fulfill these counsels, I will not have become irrelevant. A father was speaking at the crossover service, one that I respect so much in Lagos. He actually was the one who spoke dominion over my life. As he closed the year, he announced, He said the Nigerian church is still in a wilderness. And it is wrong to announce that we have entered the promised land. He's one father who loves to use an American accent. And then he switched. He said, can you see that I'm now speaking like a Nigerian? He said he has found out in the spirit that their generation will only see what God will do. They will not be part of it. It's a fear I have. When I see what God is doing with young ones, I'm afraid. We used to feel that God, if you don't use us, you will need to wait. But we've discovered that there's already a replacement. That if we fail, God will not lose anything. You know there are jobs you can't take if you are older, if you are too old. If you are older than 26, the basic jobs are out of your reach. May you not be too old to be relevant. It's not a time to keep wasting our lives. God is very intentional about what he's doing. Weak men will become strong because they are aligned in this season. To preach alignment again now is because God has put desperation in your spirit. This season is past because the transfers are already beginning to happen. I was sharing with Papa into the year. I said on the 31st of December, I saw a vision like the father sat down. It was about 11:15 on the morning of the 31st. We're going to travel to have the crossing over service with some people. And I looked at my wife and said, something just moved in the heavens now. She said, what? And then I went into prayers. And I saw the fathers. I can't mention their names, but the major men in the nation sit seemingly in a council. And then some celestial beings were asking them, so who would you hand over to? And names were being mentioned. Names of people that I know. But the response of the celestial beings was, do you know him so well? No, he can't receive from you. He can't receive from you. He can't receive from you. Now, a new list was produced and it scared me. May I not claim that I received of a man's mantle when heaven had already disqualified me? For the next 8 months, we will see a lot of things happen in the nation. Many meetings, many meetings, many meetings. It will be the meetings that will summarize the ministries of many people. I'll tell you what I tell them, Nugumosho. Don't believe me, but don't die now. Stay alive. Stay alive. Many names that you celebrated will be relevant this year. Nameless men. Nameless men. Because we did not understand that God had moved. That there was another order in the spirit that he was raising. I close. David ran to Ramah. They took a walk to Nile. What Samuel had generated in Nile was not a praying center, sir. It was not a discipleship center. It was a dwelling place that had the capacity to generate the bandwidth of the spirit. That if you came into their ambience and your Wi-Fi was on, you will connect their hotspot and their realities will suddenly become your reality. So Saul sent men. The Bible said when they arrived, the first company in Nile, they could not even state what they came to do. They met men prophesying and then they joined the men prophesying. Another group came. They met men prophesying. They joined the men prophesying. When Saul saw that nobody was returning. You know, that's the difference between the Samuel company and the Elijah company. The Elijah company wastes men. If I be a man of God, let fire come down. Let's roast them. The Samuel company sees every man potentially as a kingdom agent. They have powers to cast on men what they carry. So the Bible said Saul began his pilgrimage from where he was to Ramah. When he got to Ramah, He heard that there was another journey he was to take to Nile. But because numbers had increased, the strength of the hotspot was stronger. The Bible says, while he was yet afar off, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. We will not need to have these centers everywhere. We will just have hotspot centers. Well, because of numbers, as we swell, impact begins to travel. The territories reclaimed in the spirit and the nature that we have acquired in God is cast on men. Is there a student here who is saying, Lord, I want to go back to class on Monday? Or what's today? Today is Monday already. Oh, Tuesday. Okay. We don't go to work all the time. I go only once in 2 weeks. Who is saying, I want to go back to school this morning? And Lord, I heard that there are things you can do to men. That they cease to be men, they become hotspots. That when I sit in class and everybody is shouting, as I begin to hum under my breath, there's something I begin to generate. I can infect every other person with what I'm carrying. That's why we came tonight. Because God will reign. You will minister. Is it still coming up? You will soon start ministry. God will, it will not be touches, it will be a rain. If you are willing tonight, you will not return back empty. God will fill you. You don't believe. Okay. We just have a few more minutes before the end of the meeting. So be here. Let's be here. Let your heart not be here, just be physically here. We are in a season of his willingness. You will see how God will override men. I have a lot of testimonies I can't share. You go to a meeting and say, if you feel like, if you want to pray, raise your hand. And then they raise their hands and then they go home. And then somebody calls you the following morning and says, undo that prayer. Say, why? I wanted to sleep as usual. A hot hand grabbed me from the wall, pulled me off the bed to my feet, and I started praying. We will see all kinds of alterations, behavioral alterations, existential alterations, that a life will be deposited inside you, a life that will compel you to do it right. And then you become a tool by which God will begin to release on the territory. We are all going to move in different directions when the day breaks. So if you climb a bike, the bike man becomes implicated because it was not a man that he carried. You enter a bus. The bus is not only safe, but the reality of what you carry is cast. What do you picture? I'm seeing people excited. What do you picture when you pray? What do you picture? That we must bring them to church? Little children down south exchange witchcraft by sweets. I don't know if they do it here. Or they do it here too. But you have children in children's church that the teachers play Tom and Jerry for them so that they don't make noise. Our own children are not taught how to be hot spots in the spirit so that they too can take sweets to school. And if you drink their sweet, what it means is that sweet can carry spirit. So the enemy wants to take a family and then they send a small boy to school with sweets, a packet. He gives to 10 other children and then witchcraft is shipped into 10 families. Are there any children teachers here? Stand. You will not go to church the same way you came. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. God will put something at the count of five on your lives that you will put on the children that you teach on Sunday. That when they go back to their homes or to their schools, they go like viruses to infect people so that God can invade homes. Lord, Because you laid this burden in my heart, I ask that you make it tangible. And as I count from 1 to 5, your hand will install this new facility of the Spirit. Let it come as the unction of the baptizer, that the Spirit essence in them can rest upon another generation. Thank you for answering. In Jesus' name, you can stop the sound. You can stop the sound. Now, Lord, help me. Cause your hand to come upon these precious ones. Cause your hand to come upon these precious ones. Cause your hand to come upon them. 1, Holy Spirit. 2, 3. Let your hand descend upon them. 4. Now 5. In stronger intensity, let your hand descend upon them. Upon them. It's getting stronger. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Now give me a sign that you're already installing it. I'm making your hand to become very strong upon one of them. 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 Yes. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now they are anointed for impact. They are anointed for impact. When they lay hands on those children go back to their homes and go back to their schools like virus carriers. They infect where darkness was. They go as agents of light. They are giving powers in the spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You can play now. The strategy by which God seeks to dominate territories is that he begins to show himself strong in us. The Spirit begins to move from our spirits. It begins to find expression in our souls and ultimately in our bodies. And our bodies become radiators of that which are found in the Spirit. It is by this means that people will go to the market and we will shut down occultic practices there. It is by this means that you will walk into a motor park and you will cancel out the effect of blood-sucking spirits. That's what will happen. It's by this effect that some may not resign their jobs as gate men, but if you pass through their gate area, you did not pass through a physical place. It was through a gate in the spirit. You came into new experiences. That a day will come when good morning will bat more than a greeting. That's the tool that God will use. That we go to concerts and people will think it's entertainment. But because the man that came is actually a hot spot in the spirit, he will infect everybody. In case they love to watch drama presentations, we may not even call it a ministration. We call it a presentation. But conviction begins to come out as they act. That's what God is going to do. We are not all going to stand here. But in the faces of our existence, we will begin to exhibit dominion. Now the Lord descends upon the house. You can rise. We'll pray for 3 minutes. And at the end of 3 minutes, our prayer is to welcome the rain. My brother will come. And then the rain will begin to fall. Can we join our hands together as we begin to beckon upon him? Make sure you're praying. Bakavasata brakto da kalemo zabrakto zabaha. Bekato ve kaskete la koska barabatale kotamra deke de bahate. Si papa vakaste kababata tosa hiti taha. The time has come, oh God, that you will visit us. You have instructed, now you will empower. Shapata parakose krateta, rosa kete isa mikeste de kebosa. Let that Samuel company begin to rise. Let the Samuel company begin to rise. That by the mystery of the anointing, the reign of the anointing, you will begin to choose amongst us. You will begin to choose amongst us. Mate da sota barazo de pekekeya ayako barakata. Rato perazo sakataka baratua katayas. Ebrekte vekata papato kaba guagada deta. Jede de buraka sata. Epoca te parato kabaske tosa. Ruta na da baba. Rute kakande brekeze seta bahaya. Amile de 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 de